My name is John Erling, and today's date is July 2nd, 2015. Washington, would you state your full name and your present age?
My name is Washington Irving Rucker. My age is 78, born here in Tulsa.
I have to ask you about your name, Washington. Mm-hmm. How does that come about?
My great-grandfather went to Washington, D.C. to be a translator of the Creek Nation into English. He was impressed, named his son Washington, and I was named after my grandfather, Washington. So that's how I come about the name.
What's the heritage of your great-grandfather?
He was half Creek Indian, part of the Creek Nation, on the Creek Freedmen's Roll. I think they started in the 3,065 and 3,065 on, but he was a part of the Creek Nation.
So you have some Creek?
Obviously, at some point in time, yeah, there is some. I don't deal with it. I've got a cousin who's doing a lot of research on it now, but I've known about it a while, but I haven't really delved into it.
I should say we're recording this interview in the studios here of Voices of Oklahoma, and you now live in California?
I live in California, yes. I live in Silver Lake, which is about a mile out of Hollywood, actually.
And at the outset, I want to point out that you were inducted into the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame in 1998. Let's begin with talking about you loved parades and the music of the Booker T. Washington Parade.
Jim Goodwin and I were talking yesterday about it. It was a man in the band they called Crazy Red. And it was a legendary drummer, and I think I met him, I had to be 4 years old, long before I started elementary school. The bands would come down Greenwood, they would top that hill, and the music would cascade down Greenwood, and everybody would come out. So the parades and music itself were the two major influences that we had as a community, just the music, beside the football team and the basketball team. But it was all predicated upon them marching down playing for the football games. And I fell in love with Crazy Red. Ultimately, I got an opportunity to play in a band with him in 1952, and it was the greatest experience I ever had in my life as a musician.
So you could say then this interest in music started
right
when you were 3 or 4 years old.
Around 3 or 4 years old, I first began to hear music. And ultimately, when I moved on Oklahoma Street, Carver was north of me, and I was right in the back of the music room of St. Michael's High School, and I heard music on both sides. So I picked up my mother's black skillet, a knife, and a fork, and that was my first instrument.
You picked up what?
In every family on the north side of town, everybody's got a big black skillet. And I picked that up, a knife and a fork, and I began to play. I was around 9 or 10 then, okay, when I first began to play.
That was a gang you ran around with.
In Tulsa?
Yes, when you were very young.
There were about 3 people that I ran around with. But actually, when I was on Oklahoma, per se, the Sissels, Mr. Sissel on the clean, he's the father of the family of Senator Maxine Horner. And I grew up with her younger sister, Beverly, and her younger brother, Earl. The youngest boy was Chuck Sissel, who was running the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame. That was the younger brother. So I grew up with those people. But later we moved to South Haven. It's straight out the road, southwest of here, about 12 miles from Tulsa.
Off Highway 75?
I don't know. We just went out and we rode 2 buses. There was no 75 then.
That's true. That was
and
stupid.
I grew up in that community, and it was an all-black community. If you know where Carbondale is, it was a white picket fence that separated South Haven from Carbondale. And that's where I actually grew up from 12 on.
But where did you live then when you were 3, 4, 5 years old?
On Jasper Street, which is where I first heard the band. I was born on Greenwood. At the top of the Greenwood Hill, there was a grocery store owned by Mr. and Mrs. Holiness. She was a school teacher. She taught at Dunbar. I don't know what he did other than run the store. But he had 2 or 3 rooming rooms on top of his store, and I was born in one of those rooms in 1937. We later moved to Jasper when I was about 2 or 3. That's where I learned how to walk and talk and eat mulberries.
So that became the gang. There was a Marbury Tree, was it?
Right, the Marbury Tree gang. That's the gang you were talking about. Yes, Marsh Chestnut, he has a son now who's a well-known actor whose name is Marsh Chestnut. I grew up with Marsh Chestnut Jr. So his father's name is Marsh Chestnut. He had sisters and brothers, Dahl. Dahl was a Pawnee Indian boy, and he didn't even look like he belonged in the family. But he was, and there was Leonard Big Sonny, because they called me Little Sonny. Big Sonny's name was Kenneth. And Arnella, Della, Luella, and another Ella. And JB, JD, and all that. So when Miss Ollie died, she had 118 direct descendants, as I recall. And I was at the film. They just assumed I was one of the sons, you know, because they all knew me. because we'd grown up together.
Would you say you had a fun childhood?
I had a really, really fun childhood, absolutely. We had a mulberry tree, that was it.
Your mother's name?
My mother's name is Georgia Barnett.
And where is she from?
Wybark, Oklahoma. Wybark is one of the settlements right outside Muskogee. And there were a lot of freedmen, black freedmen, Indian settlements out around Coweta, Wybark, Tallahassee. They call it Tallahassee, but the word is really Tallahassee. And 4 or 5, just right around that area. That's where my mother was born.
How would you describe her personality?
Very quiet. Was raised by her sisters. I loved her dearly, but I think that she just felt as though she needed to have a lot of kids.
How many?
8 of us all together. She lost twins before I was born. And when I was about 3 years old, she lost another baby, a sister. And then, the rest of them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of us after then.
Where are you in the birth order?
I'm second.
So then, your father?
My name is Rucker. My real father, from all I know, was a Gaines. He was from down in the country, down where I grew up. I didn't discover that until I was in junior high school. I played baseball with a guy named Pat Norton. And Pat kept telling me, man, you look like my Uncle Lonnie. Pat and I look like twins. And I finally went home with him, and his mother said, boy, what's your mother's name? I said, my mother's name is Georgia Barnett. She said, you're my brother's son. Your daddy's name is Lonnie Gaines. Look like he spit you out. And I stay with my cousin Louise now. Pat is dead. But that's how I got that family.
So did you meet your father?
Met him one time. Just shook his hand. He went one way and I went the other. There was never a sense of responsibility. So he was just another man. To me, I had to be 50-odd years old when I met him. So it didn't really mean
anything. And he knew you were his son?
He knew I was his son.
And it was just a shake-hand deal?
Shake-hand, hey, good to meet you. Went his way and I went mine.
So then you grew up without a father, obviously.
Yeah, it didn't matter to me. People talk about growing up with one. That's pretty traditional in the black community. There were a lot of fathers, but there weren't a lot of fathers. I was taken care of by my aunties. One of my aunties, named Marjorie, had a barbecue stand, and she took care of the whole family until she died. And when she died, then that's how I ended up moving to South Haven. The family went in total disarray. But that whole thing about not having a father, I had men in my life. First was Crazy Red. His name is James Williams, by the way. Then there was later Mr. Dixon. Mr. Dixon was a world-renowned drummer. From 1937 to 1942, he was voted the number 2 drummer in the world, next to Chick Webb. Mr. Dixon basically took me in. He taught me the rudiments of how to play drums, and he was my greatest inspiration for that. He alone taught me exactly what I could do with the drums, and he said, you can take a pair of sticks and go anywhere in the world if you want to go. It has come to pass many, many times.
And that became your slogan.
It is. Yeah. It is.